William Richardson Jr., who went by Bill, was the son of one of Texas's prominent early oil men. He had made his own name, both in the oil business and as a professional pigeon shooter. It was August 1971, and he had just returned home from a shooting competition.
It happened at about 11 o'clock at night. Most people were probably asleep.
That's Lynn Richardson, Bill's daughter.
First four loads of number four buckshot, that makes a lot of noise when the gun goes off.
Two men with shotguns ran toward Bill in his driveway and started firing. They hit him with 45 pellets, then fled. Witnesses later ID'd two suspects with criminal records, including a man previously convicted of a different murder. But despite these leads, it's been 54 years, and Bill Richardson's killing is still unsolved. That's not all that unusual. FBI data shows at least 340,000 unsolved killings since the 1960s, and that number is growing. In recent years, online communities of so-called cyber sleuths have formed to tackle these cold cases. One group, SolveTheCase.org, was founded by Plano Police Officer Aaron Benzik.
It's not law enforcement having a problem with the heart. It's not that law enforcement professionals don't care, don't want to do things. It's just there's so much work to do.
Often, a lot of information already exists in old records. Peter Barth, a journalist with Bellingcat, found that out when he started looking into Richardson's murder. He'd grown up hearing about it from relatives in Corpus Christi. He started with tools everyone has access to.
Basically, Google searches, digitized newspapers, and online archives.
Taking a page out of the Web Sleuth's handbook.
And then from there, I used public record laws to request previously unreleased files from local law enforcement and also federal agencies that might hold records related to the case. I also used genealogy services and social media to reach out to anyone still alive who knew any of the people involved.
He found out some shocking things that hadn't been reported.
There was evidence that a man suspected of two other murders had shot Bill Richardson with another career criminal, but the two of them were never convicted. I found the name of the suspected getaway driver, who turned out to be an alleged Dallas-area hitman. It turns out he was murdered shortly after Bill Richardson, and his case is also unsolved.
For five decades, Bill Richardson's daughter hadn't heard any of that.
I've never really heard a lot about the murder. We just read the newspapers, and nobody really understood why it just disappeared.
The murder suspects were on police's radar for other reasons, too. They were linked to organized crime. There are more things we don't know, and some records officials won't release. Still, our reporting contains crucial information that could, eventually, help bring answers to a homicide case that's haunted Corpus Christi and one family for 50 years. From Bellingcat and the Texas Observer, I'm Michelle Pitcher.